ISIS claiming a Jordanian airstrike killed an American hostage. Against this brutal backdrop, the White House today lays out its broad security strategy, a defense of the president's own blueprint for the use of American force around the world.
With the world united in condemnation of its horrific executions, ISIL should know that their barbarism only fortifies the world's collective resolve.
Emphasizing defending that collective effort against ISIS and other threats, even when progress is slow, as in Syria, where the U.S. is still in the complex vetting stage for arming and training local fighters, which critics, even some former members of the administration, say should have been done a long time ago.
Fighting terrorism is a long-term struggle. There will be setbacks, and there are no one-size-fits-all solutions.
The White House says the goal is strong and sustainable global leadership, the military being only a part of that, but which they say needs more funding. Also in what's been called the Obama Doctrine, avoiding long-term conflicts, maximizing diplomacy, and in what sounds like a hit back at critics, not overreacting.
Yes, there is a lot going on. Still, while the dangers we face may be more numerous and varied, they are not of the existential nature we confronted during World War II or during the Cold War. We cannot afford to be buffeted by alarmism.
As early as next week, the president will ask Congress for a more tailored authority to go after ISIS. The challenge, trying to gain bipartisan support for what could be a three-year plan targeting ISIS in both Iraq and Syria. But will the president leave open any possibility, leeway, for using American ground troops, as some in Congress would like, if necessary? So far, he has repeatedly said, not an option.